Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom Podcast. I'm Hector Mirai, and today I'm joined by two guests, and I'll let you introduce yourselves.
Hey everybody, I am Brandon Hollingsworth from the Christian animation and production company, Brainy Pixel Productions.
And my name is Ivan. I am the art director of Mercy Wave Studios, is a studio that actually is in Central America. I'm talking from El Salvador.
Sweet. And we're here today, we're going to be talking about a project that they've joined together on and just some of the stuff they're doing. I've seen a lot of the previews for it and just seen some of the work they've done, and as well as following Ivan for a while on Instagram and stuff as well, just seeing his process and creativity. So do you want to start out and tell me what Brainy Pixel does as a whole and like maybe some things you've touched before?
Yeah, absolutely, Hector. I'd love to. So again, Brainy Pixel Productions, we're a Christian animation and production studio. We're based out of North Alabama in the U.S. And our kind of specialty is animation. We've been doing that for years. We just recently released a 22-minute Christian kids cartoon called Cubekins that's already received the Dove Seal of Approval for all ages. And we've gotten a couple award nominations already in the Christian film, in the film market. So we're really, really happy about that. And we do a ton of stuff in terms of Christian animation, but also we're moving into other areas of Christian entertainment as well, like comics and games and toys and things of that nature. So it's our passion to really kind of, you know, bring and up the game in terms of Christian entertainment production. We just really feel like that that Christians don't need to shirk back from the challenge that the world has placed. And we want to take back that entertainment market and win it back for Christ. And so we are charging full steam into the teeth of the enemy, and would love to have you guys supporting us and following us with what we're doing.
Awesome.
Now, how about Mercy Ways? So tell us about that.
Well, actually, Mercy Ways is a comics studio, a Christian comics studio. We actually hope and dream to someday do animation. Now we can, thanks to Brainy Pixel, but actually, we've been around like 2016. That's the first comic release. We released our comics at 12 issue run. I call it Fear Not. And actually, it's just the idea of one small guy, a small kid who actually defeats fear. And we actually make the fear visual. And they call it the Devourers. And you have a shield of faith that grows and shrinks if you have a relationship close to Jesus. And that was our first comic that we do in Hellwitz Bible Society of El Salvador. And actually it's sale in Canada and it's translated in French and English. And Bible Society of Canada is just sale. You can search is fearnot.ca. So you can reach out and see how it works. But it was an amazing job. And for now, we actually just pointing to that. I work for the industry. And before that, I do some work for United States. I do some work for Argentina, so Brazil. So that's I've been around for a couple of years. But now my passion is to share about Christ. And I worked for video game and animation for 3 years. And actually, there's one game that's going to be out this year. It's an indie game called The Last Friend, and I write the story for that and the studio that I used to work. It's going to be in every platform, but I just started and do some concept for that, write the history, but they made an amazing job to developing that. So it's great.
So Ivan, let me ask, with Mercy Ways, as well as just with the David book as well, there are a lot of biblical comic book adaptations. Yes. Some have, you know, been more notable than over the years than others, but what would you say will stand out or be like, what will be different from your presentation of it?
Well, It's kind of funny because we already know there's a lot of comic books out there about David. It's actually, I read like five of them, the Kingston comic, the Action Bible story. There's a lot of them. But one of the things that we want to actually reach out and we read that stories, we focus on four things: the art style, the storytelling, not being preachy, and actually make great characters. Because one of the things that the Bible had is the Bible, it doesn't develop too much the character. If you see, there's no many physical description, there's no many, because the Bible is trying to you to put yourself in that character. And one of the things that we actually do is create real character, make David a human person. So we focus on that four ideas at the beginning, and we're trying to make the art style. If you read the story is not about David against Goliath, it's about David, the entire story. And the comic is just point that from the beginning of the story. It's just the first 10 pages tell you this is not about David and Goliath. This is the entire story. And if you see the Bible story is just David and Goliath because they think that is the most amazing story, and that is awesome. I love that story. But like Solomon said, and that we're gonna talk about it, what happened before, what happened after. And David is just a compelling story. And you can see a redemption story, a heroic story, actually how God can work with someone who actually can trust him. And the idea of this is not just tell the story of David. Behind everything that I just tell you, that is, the idea is to show the character of God. Because we think God is trustworthy. But if you don't know how is the character of God, you have no idea you can trust God. So the idea of this story is show how David trusts God in the narrative. In the middle of the narrative, David is just trusting God, and we want to show that idea. I don't know if it's going to be different, but actually we're presenting so many stories that is not in the Bible. We made a lot of research. Brandon actually tells this story better than I do because his English is better, so I'm going to let him to speak about that, but we made a lot of research. So Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah. So that it was actually one of the things that really kind of cemented the deal for Brainy Pixel was when we began to kind of dig into the storytelling and the research that Mercy Ways was going for. Initially, you're right, Hector. I mean, you know, I've been following Yvonne for years on DeviantArt and didn't even know it, and discovered a lot of his art many, many years ago, and a huge fan of his visual style, and just his execution is just flawless. And that was initially what kind of drew me into this story. I saw some very early things that they had posted, began a conversation with Yvonne, and then very quickly discovered that these guys have a heart for this story. So they dove into first the source material being the Bible. So, you know, 1st, 2nd Samuel, Chronicles, they, you know, 1st, 2nd Kings, Acts. They just every book that would possibly touch on the narrative of David, they dove into that. Yvonne had them reading. He had a Bible schedule for them to read as they're talking and having meetings, and they're checking up on each other. So that process from just a sheer Christian brotherhood perspective was really amazing. But then they jumped into some extra biblical sources, and I thought this was a really brilliant move. So they went and read the Talmud, and they went and read Josephus's histories, and they're pulling out little bits and pieces about who David is or who David was as a person, based on those histories, based on those other extra biblical sources. And they began really trying to form a picture of who was this man. Mercy Ways, they love telling the story about how in Israel, David is still a national hero. And he really is. You know, he's this larger than life figure. But when you boil it down, who was this guy? And so Yvonne likes to tell the story about how they found passages in the Talmud where David disdained the kingly, you know, vestments. Like, he didn't like being the king's king. He didn't like sitting on the throne, you know, all decked out in the gilded robes and all that stuff. He kind of said, no, that's not me. I want to sit in the floor with the children. I want to teach them God's word. I want to be an everyman. And so they really brought that to this story. And I think that's one of the really unique elements that's going to set this comic apart from every other biblical narrative that we've seen, whether it be comic or novels or movies, is that there's a real heart to this character. And they brought in a lot of really neat inspirations for that character as well. Yvonne, tell them a little bit about that process as part of that brainstorming that you guys did.
Well, Brandon, just as this, we read the Bible for that. We actually did it not just at a devotional, but you know what? Let's read the story of David and write down whatever comes to mind. And everyone in the team is just, you know what? Think about David and think about a character you already know from a movie, from a book, whatever it happens. So in the process of being reading Samuel in Chronicles, and some people say, you know what? I just pictured David. The most amazing was like Marty McFly. He's just the small guy who actually is just always over the top. He just faced everything stuff. He's just sometimes imprudent, but he's so trustful. So the other one say, you know what? It's just like Link. Link from Zelda. You can picture David in that fashion. And we began to build in the character, taking some stuff from this and study the hero journey about that. We have like Shrek. You have the hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon. I am personal love the movie, the Disney movie, The Treasure Planet, and I love that the principal character is so underrated movie. And all that stuff is just the process to create who David was. We just don't want it to say, you know what, we're gonna forget the Bible. No, we're just gonna bring some stuff from this character, and this character is gonna build up David. So Bill, thinking about that, we build the idea of David. And every time we put David in a situation, how David is going to respond. And actually the Talmud describe a really sassy David. One of the stories that is in the Talmud that he's in front of Goliath, and Goliath said, you came to me with a stock and a rug. What do you think, that I'm a dog? No, I think you're lower than that. And it's not in the Bible. We don't put it for that, but actually just tell how David is just so trusting in God. So you know what, you're a giant, but I think you're lower than God. That kind of stuff is just build on a character. The other one is he reminds a lot of Jesus. Jesus was the King of Kings, he is right now. But he came and sit with us, he seated the floor. And the idea of Josephus actually described that. I don't know if the Talmud or Josephus, but he don't like the robes. You know what? I'm gonna read the Torah to this kid. I'm gonna sit on the floor with him, and I don't care. I'm just the king. I am a people person. So all that kind of stuff is just the thing that we build in the character, and we hope that make a difference about how we tell the story. Also, don't expect you're gonna only find the Bible stories in this comic, because you won't. You will find everything that is in the Bible, but you will find extra stories that are going to help us to build two characters, the character of David, the character of God.
But everything's in line with scripture, which is another thing we love about these guys. So
yeah. I don't want to say too much, but we grabbed some stories that are in the Bible, and we became a David story. Actually, issue zero, which is going to come really quick, is one story from the Old New Testament, and it's told by David. I don't want to spell and make spoilers or everything.
One of the things that I've noticed, you know, especially with Christian entertainment as well, is because, you know, Brandon, you were talking about like bringing, you know, kind of taking it back and doing some strong things with it, that one of the complaints that I think we see in the world, and even among Christians as well, is that while Christian entertainment might have the right heart, the right attitude, the right intention, the execution sometimes is really lacking in quality. And that with when you can tell a visual, audio, audible difference, or a quality difference literally almost instantly, and like say, oh, this must be a Christian product because it's lower quality. Now, I know from what I've seen, I don't see that at all from what you're doing, but is there any concern like with quality of what is being produced? How confident are you in the quality, is how it will stand, not just with scriptural integrity, but with artistic integrity?
So Yeah, I'll let Yvonne start, and I'll kind of give a footnote because I'm really passionate about this process. Go ahead.
Well, actually, we always I love comics and I love superheroes. I'm not gonna like that, but I see so many kids just I don't know. It's just putting Spider-Man. I want to be like Spider-Man. I want to be like Batman. I still want to be like Batman. I don't have the money in the suit, but it's gonna happen someday. The other stuff is just. If you have the chance to be in a comic store, to pick one comic from David and one comic from Spider-Man, the first things you have is the first impression, the art. So one of the things that we actually want to make, like, I don't know, the signature for this comic is you don't going to dismiss this comic because it's about art. You're not going to say, I don't care about this comic because this looks bad. You have to make a strong decision over David because both look good, both looks actually stunning. And one thing that we want to make sure is the comic keep that quality until the end. Because the idea is you can have a great storytelling. David is as great hero as Spider-Man, I think. So the art is maybe the first impression that you're going to have. So let's make the first impression a good impression. Brandon, you have a footnote
for that? Yeah, absolutely. So we did a lot of research on these Mercy Ways guys before we got involved with them. And we went and looked at the Fear Not, and you can see they're not a one-hit wonder, right? They're not one of these indie publishers that publishes a number one, then you never hear from them again. They've got 12 super strong volumes behind them, and the last is just as stunning as the first. Everything they've ever produced is amazing. So visually, these books are going to hold up with anything that any of the big three are putting out. And I say that with complete confidence. It's just an absolutely stunning book. Scripturally, we've already talked about that. We're hitting all the numbers there. And then also at Brainy Pixel, we have a kind of a philosophy of creation where we, you know, God is creative, right? God was the original creator. He is the original creative being, and he made us in his image. And so we, as his creation, we are also creative. And so at Brainy Pixel, we consider everything that we create before it's a product, before it's something that we can sell, before it's something that we can talk about. It is first and foremost, it's an offering to our King. And so we bring our absolute best, right? We don't want to be, we don't want to be a Cain and Abel situation where we're bringing not our first fruits to offer, or not our second fruits, but we're bringing our first fruits. And so everything we strive for is excellent, whether it be visual animation, whether it be technical prowess in animation, whether it be absolutely, killer writing and story conception. And we're only going to partner with people that bring that same philosophy and that same work ethic to the table. And the Mercy Ways guys and gals, they check all the boxes. So we could not be more pleased and more blessed to be partnered with Mercy Ways. And we think that people are just going to be blown away by this comic. We're joined at the hip. So we're ready to go. We're already working on issue one. Issue zero comes out in a week, and we're already moving forward on issue one. So we could not be more excited about the quality that we're producing. And we think that people are just going to be blown away. We really do want to take back entertainment for Christ. So,
had mentioned, go ahead.
No, there's a lot of, and I'm really happy with that, is a lot of Christian thinking like that. I just see so many artists that are making great, great art for Christ, comic animation. And I think it's something that the Holy Spirit is working, because I see growing from that idea, from this is not have to be bad, but with the right matches, but it has to be good and have the right matches. It maybe not be preachy, but actually great. So I'm really happy with that.
Now, you had mentioned that Zero is about to drop. You're working on one. What is the, one of the things you had mentioned, Brandon, is that, books that drop a one hit in issue number one, and, you never hear, because I've personally kickstarted, because working with the Comic-Con industry and everything else, I have friends that do a lot of books, and I've kickstarted probably like 8 books that, you know, will get a number one out.
Right.
And it never goes anywhere from there. So
yeah, absolutely.
What's your timetable on, because this is like, how many issues are we looking at? What's the end game? Like, what's our timetable look like?
Sure. So, and Yvonne can give more detail on this than I can, but I know that issue zero is coming out next week. February 24th is the sale date, the drop date for that in digital format. We're already working on issue one. And I think Ernesto said 60 days, or was it 90 days, Yvonne, until that's out?
Actually, no, it's just 9 weeks. 9 weeks for every issue releases.
Right.
So it's just 9 weeks. It's 2.5 months. To release one comic. Right. And the idea is, we actually thinking in arc stories, because as we're telling about David, we thinking in volume ideas. The first volume is going to be from Shepherd to Hero. That is going to have 5 comics. And actually, we made some arrangements because this is issue zero, and we're going to start from issue one, and we have 3 volumes. So the each volume is going to have 5 comics, and at the end we're going to have 14 comics, including issue one. That is going to be 5 comics. This is something that David means 14, so we want to have the 14th issue. And actually, the Bible story start in issue one. Issue zero is that outside idea that we were talking earlier, and so we just want to say that issue zero is incredibly important, but the Bible story starts in issue one until 14. But the first 5 issues from zero to 4 is going to be from Shepherd to Hero. Then we're going to the caves of Avalon, and we're going to be David being the warrior. He's going to grow up. His hair is going to be grower. He's going to have the sword of Goliath. All that story and how he's working with the mighty, with what he's going to become, the mighty man of David. So, and he's going to be a warrior who became the king. And then when he is a king, he understands that he's a king, but also a man. So the arc is going to be from shepherd to king, to hero, to warrior to king, and to king to man. Because in the last one, is going to not get darker, but it's going to be realistic about what David did. One of the things that you actually tell about what is this book different? Well, actually, we're going to tell the entire story of David. We are going to, I don't know, edit the bad season of David, because we think this is really important. So we're not going to deny he was a sinful man. We're going to share and show that in the best way possible. And because that is one of the best things to know the character of God. So we cannot leave that behind.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to shy away from that. Obviously, the Bible doesn't shy away from it. So why should we, as you know, retellers of this story? And we're not setting up David as a moral template for people to follow, because he absolutely isn't. But he is a faith template, right? When David sins, when he makes mistakes, he has a broken and contrite heart. He goes before God and humbles himself and asks for forgiveness. And that's what we want to inspire in our readers. We want to show them that you can have this mighty warrior of God, but when he messes up, he's not perfect. And he knows that he has to go before a perfect God and ask for that forgiveness. And we want to model that through the pages of this comic for a whole new generation. And we think that's critical to the story.
And so you had said, you know, basically 2.5 months in between each issue. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be like a 3-year, 4-year process for 14.
Yeah, for the David arc. I'm sorry, go ahead, Yvonne.
No, go ahead, Yvonne. You're gonna say it better than I do. So you know, the idea is just for the first volume, we hope we're gonna finish this year. If this year, 2020, is gonna be the first volume finish it. And please, and we are praying for that. It's gonna maybe have some trade paperback the next year for releasing and all that kind of stuff. But our goal this year is to finish the first arc.
2021,
sorry. Still stuck in 2020. I'm sorry. From this year, is going to be finish the first arc and finish the first volume.
And once we're done with the story of David, I think what the Mercy Ways team has done by calling this series Chronicles of Faith, David, is that it opens it up to tell more Chronicles of Faith, right? So we don't have to just tell David's story. We can tell Jael's story. We can tell Paul's story. We can tell Samson's story. Any great hero of the faith in the Bible is open to be included in this series. And we're already talking about extra biblical things, right? So there's nothing to stop us from saying Chronicles of Faith, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, right? Or Chronicles of Faith.
I'd read that.
Yeah, I would too in a heartbeat. I mean, the man was amazing, right? You know, stood and eyed the Nazis as they're shooting him. I mean, it's an amazing story. You know, it needs to be told. And so it really goes back to the heart of what Mercy Ways did with this series, in that one of the things when they told me when I first got involved, what inspired them to write this really struck me in a way that I'm like, I've got to be involved in any way I can. I want to be involved. And the story is this, is that the Book of Chronicles in the Bible is essentially what we would call today a reboot, right? It's a reboot of the Pentateuch, the first five books in the Bible. God's people had gotten away from reading the Torah. They had gotten away from reading the Pentateuch and dwelling on the amazing things that God had done for them and how he had created everything. And Chronicles was essentially a reboot. It was like a way to refresh those old tales and remind the people of Israel of the amazing God they had and what he had done for them. And that's what we're doing with this series, is we want to have another reboot, another Chronicles, if you will, and inspire a whole new generation to, you know, learn about these great heroes and heroines of the faith, resonate with those stories, and hopefully, prayerfully, write their own Chronicles of Faith. We want to inspire them to be men and women of faith, to go out in the world and stand for what they believe in, and that be in God and what he says is right and wrong, and for them to write their own Chronicles of Faith as well.
So one of the things you had, you know, just from listening, you had mentioned that, you know, after you go through this year, you're hoping you drop a trade. And I'd heard you mention digital. Are the issues going to be in print individually, or?
So initially we're releasing them in digital. So on the 24th, we're actually releasing in two languages at once, English and Spanish simultaneously. And you'll be able to go to mercyways.com to their store and get the Spanish version, and brainypixel.com and get the English version. We're already looking into Comixology and Global Comics and other kind of online purveyors of digital comics. And we're already getting pricing for, print on demand runs and things of that nature. We're trying to be really good stewards with the amount of funds that God has afforded to us. And we want to be really, really careful about that and not just run out and get 5,000 of these things that's, you know, sitting in Yvonne's garage. And so we want to kind of take it step by step and see what the market says. And so we want to see how those digital sales do. Then we want to move into print on demand. And then if warranted, yeah, we absolutely want to have a print run and hook up with distributors and get into stores, but we got to do that step by step. So
I know that numbers and finances aren't the gauge of success and things, right? But standing on this side of the line right now with what you're about to do, what would be a number of sales that you would say that's a successful number? Like issue zero, issue one comes out, like how many would you say, okay, that's a success?
So yeah, I would think, you know, enough to afford a print run, right? And so at the price point that we're going to be setting, you know, 500, you know, maybe 1,000. That I think that's definitely doable out there. You know, if everybody that's listening to the podcast goes out and grabs a copy, I think that'll be a huge success for us. Issue one, the production costs are already paid for. So that's already, you know, in the bank, so to speak. We don't have to worry about that. So we want to be able to pay for the next book and then maybe print some, that I think so.
You had mentioned stories, some of the ones you might want to look into doing in the future. What's like one story you don't want to tell? Like if you're to work your way through biblical things, like what's one story just like as far as visually, thematically, like that's hard to actually put on paper? Like what's one story you would not want to try and tackle?
Oh, well, for me, Hector, I'm crazy. And the more spiritual, yeah. The more spiritual are the more exciting stories for me. So I can't wait till we get to Revelations, right? I want to tell all those cool stories with all those cool creatures and things. So for me, I don't think there is a story that I'd want to shy away from. But you know, I'm the guy that talked about sex with his kids when they were still 7 and 8 years old, you know, so I just lay things out, man. I just make it, I'm for real. So, I don't know. What do you think, Yvonne? Is there a story that has scared you?
Actually, I never thought about it. I'm trying to think that, but I don't know. I was thinking in reading two nights ago, the story of the man who was preaching in the Titanic. That would be an amazing comic.
Yeah, that would be.
Cool. You know how the story is going to end, but there is one person who actually was preaching on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. So that's an amazing story. The thing that I will try not to do is to retell a story as the same way to somebody else already done. But the thing that the story about the faith is just so awesome. And I don't know, I have no idea what I don't want to draw. Maybe when I facing the story, I'm going to tell you, but right now I have no idea.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, Hector, anything that overtly glorifies sin or sinful behavior, we don't want to be involved in that. Right, we can tell stories, obviously, with sin elements. I mean, you can't even tell the story of redemption if you don't talk about sin, right? But we don't want to do anything that overtly glorifies sin or that inspires someone to sin. We don't want to be a stumbling block for any of our brothers or sisters out there. So I think we would shy away from anything like that, but that's really just a storytelling problem. You know, you can have a story that is really, really rough, but you can tell it in a different way, in an inventive and creative way, that I think will still glorify God. So
I've, you know, just working with some other Christian artists, we, you know, I've asked that question before. And one of the common responses is C.S. Lewis's Paralandra.
Okay. I love that book.
That's a great book.
I do too, but when we were discussing the idea of like when they're floating in the ocean, that's all colors and the gold and stuff. And the one thought, you know, we've had before common was like, I never want to draw that. Like, I don't want to be responsible for trying to put that on paper.
I think that'd be a great challenge. I think Yvonne is up to it. Absolutely. So see how I passed the buck there, Hector.
I have no idea if I am able to, but you know, actually one of my dreams, if you want to call it crazy dreams, there's two books that I pray that I maybe draw before I die. One of from C.S. Lewis, that is the Magician Nephew. The creation story, the moment of the creation in that book is amazing. I will love to draw that. And the other book is just a book that I read long time ago, but it's just Piercing That Darkness from Frankie Peretti. I love that book. And actually this drawing that ideas will be amazing for me.
Yeah, that book was actually kind of seminal in the creation of my Tenet's Tales. It's very, very similar in style and tone. So I would love to tackle that book as well. So
yeah,
any of Lewis's work, really, I'd love to jump into, or Peretti. So yeah.
You're speaking about the creation tale in Magician's Nephew. When my wife and I were still dating, she asked to borrow my guitar. It was the first guitar I'd ever gotten. She asked if she could borrow it. And I loaned it to her and we had broken up. And like, you know, this was forever ago. And when we got back together, she brought my guitar back. And I'm like, oh, thanks. But she had, during our breakup, she commissioned our favorite artist to actually put the creation of Narnia on our guitar.
Oh, man.
So the front of the guitar is actually Aslan's face. And so the mouth of the guitar, like the hole, is his mouth.
He's breathing.
And so like he's like singing Narnia into existence.
From the creation, man.
And then the back of the guitar is literally Narnia like birthing out. It's from like everything to the wardrobe to all the different stories. And it's one of my favorite possessions. But
dude, that's amazing. You need to have that on the wall behind you.
If I was at home, it would be, I'm dealing with three kids doing online school at home.
Gotcha.
And my wife teaching a collegiate course from home.
Gotcha.
So there's nowhere in our house the internet or quiet is safe. So I'm trying to, you know, do that.
Well, we appreciate you tackling those hurdles to have us on. Yeah, yeah. Really
it's my pleasure.
Take a picture, put it in Instagram, and just tag me on, man. That's okay. Amazing.
Okay,
that's
amazing. I'll do that when I get home tonight. Now, I'm familiar with like what Yvonne does. Like, I have been following you. Like, just for the people that are less familiar,
sure.
What does Brainy Pixel bring, not just to the culture table in this in general, but like, what are you bringing to this project specifically? Like, how are you teaming up to? What do you do with this?
So specifically on this project, so we are the producers for issue zero and issue one. And then also I'm working very closely with Yvonne on scripting. And so I helped with the Spanish to English translation and doing some editing on that as well. And then I'm also thankfully involved in the storytelling process on issue one. So I'm getting to get in kind of at the ground level with Yvonne, and we're working a little bit on story, and I'm just helping to brainstorm and kind of bring another voice to the table. We're not looking to control what the Mercy Waste team is doing, because they are completely self-sufficient on their own, and they're amazing creators. We're just coming alongside them and blessing them with a little bit of the bounty that God has given us. And like I said, we're just happy to be involved in the process. So.
Actually, Brandon is not going to say it, but actually it brings a lot of stuff that we cannot be able to do it. Actually, sell the comic in the United States for us, it was impossible. And have the opportunity to be showing this idea to everyone, that is something that we in our side wouldn't be able to do without Brainy Pixels. So actually, I think one of the greatest ideas is just they helping to spread everything that we're making. And they're so involved, they're so passionate about the same thing that we are passionate. So that this collaboration and this partnership is really amazing. They bring more to the table they actually want to tell, but yeah, we are incredibly grateful with God and with them to be part of this.
And if we can find the production funds to make it as an animation, we get first whack at it. So.
Well, one of the dreams is to do some animation someday. So.
Absolutely.
Well, even the the little stop motion or slightly animated thing that you posted before, just kind of teasing the story, I was like, oh man, this looks crisp. Right. I want to watch this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So just on your teams, like how many people actually make up Mercy Waste and how many people make up Brainy Pixel? Like,
well, for us, it's just three core members. There's me, my partner in business, there is Ernesto, and Sofia. She made the beautiful lettering in you've seen the comics, and she makes some coloring decision, graphic designer. And actually, we hired two colorists to help this idea. So May think it's going to be a five people member, three core members, and a five team members.
And at Brainy Pixel, it's myself and my business partner, Michael, who's our CEO. We're the core members of the team there, although we're super blessed to be in partnership with the University of Alabama at Huntsville, which is just right up the road. They've got a really great animation and games school there in their art department. And so we have a whole flood of wonderful interns. Some of them have been with us for years. Some of us kind of come in for a semester, help us out, do some work, and they cycle off and they get credit for that. And we help them find jobs and do portfolio tweaks and things of that nature. So at any point, our team can swell from, two or three interns to upwards of 12 to 15, just depending on the season. We've got 10 right now, but we're currently interviewing a new batch of interns. And those folks aren't full-time, obviously, but they're able to help out and pitch in. So, and we try to really be great managers and stewards of those wonderful resources and people that God has blessed us with. So,
sweet. Was there anything else you really want to leave people with? Or if they only take away one thing from this whole conversation, what is it you want them to take away?
Oh, wow. Well, I would love to tell everybody where we are on our social medias so they can go check us out and follow us and friend us and heart us and slap us and whatever you do on those social media sites. I don't know. So Brainy Pixel is at brainypixel.com. That's our website. If you want to check out Cubekins, it's our 2D animated 3D animated show That's at cubekins.com. On all of the social media platforms, we're at Brainy Pixel, except for Instagram, where we're at Brainy Pixel Productions. And we are doing a huge push this month in tandem with the Mercy Ways team, where we've got contests, a cover contest going on. We're releasing free desktops for your iPhone or for your desktop or for your tablet. So definitely follow us. Check us out what we're doing on social media. Amazing design diary videos about what we're doing. Amazing art that we're posting, previews. Yvonne will tell you a little bit more about the cover contest and how you can maybe even get a sneak peek of the comic. So,
yeah, actually, right now we're going to push in a lot of the social media. And one of the things that we want to do is show other people art.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Just drink easily. This part is going to be edited. Yeah. Are you okay, man? Okay. So back to the art contest. If you want to be.
Did Yvonne freeze?
Just a little. Just a little bit.
All right. We'll wait till he comes back. You okay, Hector? We'll get on the wrong pipe.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, while we're waiting on Yvonne to come back, I could tell you about the cover contest. So the Mercy Ways team, they had, I think they had 12 or 14 commissions of variant covers. And all of the covers are kind of thematically, they're called David's Valiants, or kind of, you know, a nod to David's Mighty Men. And they're different covers featuring Goliath or David and Goliath or David as a shepherd. And so we're running a contest. If anyone out there wants to have their art as a potential cover, we would love to select one of the submissions that people send to us as a variant cover for the actual comic. So you'll kind of get a little bit of comic fame as being a variant cover artist, and we'll also send a lot of cool prizes out to that winner. And everyone that enters is going to get something as a prize. So we'd love for folks to join us in that. And if you want to get a free copy of the comic, you can go to our websites. There are instructions on the websites. It's just a simple email. You can email us and get a free sample of the comic. And that way you can check it out before we go live on the 24th, where we're selling the comic again on brainypixel.com for the English version and mercyways.com for the Spanish version.
And is there any merchandise currently associated with the project or anything like that?
There is. We've got some free desktops, mobile phone backgrounds, tablet backgrounds. And on the Mercy Way side, I'm a little bit jealous, actually, Hector. They've got T-shirts over there. I don't have those yet, but we're looking into making those available via the Brainy Pixel side as well. So that's the really cool David T-shirts as well. So
sweet. What's your project? Do you have any other projects coming up beyond David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Mercy Ways and Brainy Pixel, we're both teamed up on another project as well, a little short four-page Ashcan comic to introduce a new kind of world that I've envisioned called Heaven's Hammers. Yvonne and I are working on that kind of on our off days when we're not doing other work. And that is essentially kind of like imagine a Christian version of the DC Trinity or the Marvel Avengers Prime. It's three heavens sent from three angels sent from heaven, and their express job is to take the fight to the demons of hell. And so it's a really, really cool kind of high action superhero-esque comic, but we're using angels instead of superheroes.
Okay.
And so we're working on that with Yvonne currently.
Sweet. Well, as well, in before we post this, if you'll send me where all the links are for everything, I'll make sure I put it in the show notes and everything else for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Be happy to send all those over to you.
Oh, here we go. Here comes Yvonne.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, Yvonne.
I'm sorry, my something just blow up and just the entire blog is just, we know energy, but now it's back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
You finished it, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I picked up where you left off, my brother.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So anything else you would like to share with us, Iman, just on what you want us to take away from this project or ways to help or?
Well, actually, the best thing that you can do is give us a chance. You know, we actually want to, you see this story, we put a lot of heart in this, just Brandon said before, and give us the idea. Just don't think this is going to be like the same David story you have read before. Give us a chance, give us a couple of issue zero next week and issue one in 3 months. So this is going to be awesome. 2.5 months. So
absolutely.
Give us a chance.
Well, I can just say from what I've read, I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, every time I see your art come across my Instagram or wherever I see it, you know, it's a breath of fresh air. It's really encouraging. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm really looking forward to what this project does. So you'll be seeing me sharing a lot of this moving forward as well. So
yeah, thank you. But
for those watching, for those listening, all of the information for all of this will be in the production notes of wherever you're watching or listening to this, and as well as links to find everything out. And I'm excited for y'all and look forward to the 24th being a big day for everyone.
And yeah. Amen.
You will have your review copy earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'll be sharing that. And so if you've enjoyed this, make sure you please go follow them, that you like their, not only their socials, but you actually go ahead and invest. And you know, as Brandon mentioned, where you can go check out the comic, but if you're watching this, give it a shot, as Yvonne asked. And on the 24th, pick up a copy and share it. And this is going to be a project I really believe in. And I think the quality of this is going to be something that stands up to hold the integrity of the message very well. So I believe in what y'all are doing. So I'm really pumped.
Thank you, Hector.
To even share with it.
Thank you, Hector.
That means a ton coming for you. Thank you so much for that.
you're absolutely.
Yeah, right. I'm going to talk about you. I just got my Fate and Fandom book 7 and I need the other ones, but I really love it. So,
I'm so glad.
Let me know when I can get it.
Well, and I was going to say, if you want to, just whenever we're moving forward too, as well, we just launched our website because I've always done social media. I never did a website until this year because Comic Cons aren't really happening as much. If you'd like me to put even a page or two preview on our website, or whatever you would feel comfortable with me sharing, let me know and I'll put that up there for people to see as well.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's awesome, man. Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Please follow, like, share all of their things and be a big support on the 24th. I want to say also thank you to our Patreon supporters for chipping in and making everything we're doing possible. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Bye.
See ya.